the Daily Show. My name is John Stewart. We got a good show for tonight. Author Ian Bremmer will be joining us, and he has brought his legion of students from Columbia here with him. That's right. Don't think I don't know. But before we begin tonight, obviously, a quick program note. If you had tickets for this weekend's annual GOP barbecue and nude Cub Scout wrestle, one word, canceled. A wholesome event, but, you know, obviously the context has changed. But with that, let us continue our coverage of the ongoing saga of House Republican from Florida, Mark Foley. Let's review. We originally learned the Florida congressman had sent some rather suggestive emails to a 16-year-old page. Brian Ross, refresh my memory.
Do I make you a little horny? A little. Cool.
The dulcet tones of ABC's Brian Ross. Do I make you a little horny? Cool indeed. Now, obviously, when that came out, Foley immediately said he was an alcoholic. Checked himself into rehab. Well, last night, more revelations. It has now come out that Foley once masturbated in his office while chatting with a page just prior to a House vote. His behavior escalates. So as that revelation wormed its way through the halls of Washington, Foley revealed not only was he an alcoholic, but had also once been molested by a clergyman. So as you can see, he's not responsible for any of this. Well, today, the other shoe dropped. It came out that Foley finger-banged two high school sophomores from the Model UN on the catwalk of the Rotunda. However, Foley has announced today that his mother smoked while pregnant. So again, I don't see how this has anything to do with him. But the real battle now is how the GOP leadership handled the allegations. My guess is with some sort of latex glove. Now, as we learned after Katrina, Republicans, they're not the finger-pointing types.
One of the things that people want us to do here is to play a blame game.
I'm just not going to engage in the blame game.
You're not going to suck me into that blame game.
Well, that was then. Today, it's Republicans' own house that's flooded, and the liquid is apparently jism. I'm sorry, tonight, did they bust in a bridge club tonight? Is that, or is this the DAR? Is the Foley scandal the fault of the congressman who was first told about the dirty emails by the page's parents?
We didn't feel like that was our job to press charges, but we did feel like it was our job to notify those that in leadership roles so they would be able to address the problem.
Or not address it. I told them, not it. Is it the fault of one of the guys Alexander told? Perhaps the head of the Republican Congressional Committee, Tom Reynolds?
I did what most people would do in a workplace. I heard something. I took it to my supervisor.
I took it to my supervisor? Tom Reynolds, congressman? Or assistant manager at Applebee's. Reynolds. He took it to his supervisor. His supervisor is Majority Leader John Boehner. I'm sure he took care of it.
I believe I talked to the speaker and he told me it had been taken care of. And in my position, it's in his corner. It's his responsibility.
That, of course, was John Boehner speaking on NPR's hit morning show, Wait, Wait, Don't Blame Me. Ah, a knowing laugh. Yes, I've heard that in my car. You get the idea. I could play more sound bites to fill in the picture, but what's really going on in Washington? This perhaps will just... The boat, settle down. By the way, the boat that everyone is jumping off of is this man, Dennis Hastert. Speaker of the House, who wisely took his case to the world of sound.
Is there any upside to be had in just having a press conference and let them ask as many questions as they want until they all go home?
Well, we did that yesterday, basically, at a press conference, and we just opened the doors and let people come in and ask questions.
You know what? I actually watched that press conference. Do we have a tape of that? I don't remember the...
Thank you very much,
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker, when was your staff aware?
Mr. Speaker.
Actually, that's a little unfair. Hastert did then take questions on his handling of the affair later, just not in front of the cameras. Yet, sadly, no one brought up the one thing he really wanted to talk about. Fortunately for Hastert, there is still one Republican whose credibility is so unquestioned, a word from him can fix all ails.
Now, I know Danny Hastert. I meet with him a lot. He is a father, teacher, coach, who cares about the children of this country.
He's a bipedal, warm-blooded mammal. Has a epidermis, which is his top layer of skin. He's a mammal. His kind has live young, no eggs. I know that's not pertinent to the discussion, but... What are you gonna do? I'm sorry, this just in. I'm being told right now Mark Foley masturbated into the slime tub at the 2004 Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards. That's a new revelation. I'm sorry, though. Apparently, in his defense, as his lawyer today noted, 9/11 changed everything. So, the Republicans are blaming each other. Surely this scandal can't be the fault of the party of moral values and accountability. Surely someone can lay the blame where it truly belongs.
Jerry Studs, Democratic congressman, 1983, he had sex with a 17-year-old page. That's just not that long ago.
Wow, you're right. Has that been 23 years? I can't remember. Let me check the literature. Hold on. Let me see here. Hold on. Oh, yeah, 1983, you're right. Sean Hannity, as always, I respect your encyclopedic knowledge of congressman to page sodomy. Any other thoughts, Sean?
Now, we're also getting information tonight that there are democratically funded websites by people like Soros that had knowledge of this long before this was made public.
Doesn't this Foley scandal really fall at their feet, at the feet of buckfush.blogspot.org/bardcollege.edu? Doesn't it? But this doesn't stop at some forgotten congressman. Oh no, a scandal this shocking goes right to the top of who used to be in sodomy. Any other thoughts, Sean?
Now, we're also getting information tonight that there are democratically funded websites by people like Soros that had knowledge of this long before this was made public.
Doesn't this Foley scandal really fall at their feet, at the feet of buckfush.blogspot.org/bardcollege.edu? Doesn't it? But this doesn't stop at some forgotten congressman. Oh no, a scandal this shocking goes right to the top of who used to be in charge.
You know something? I don't want to bring Clinton into it. You're going to say, well, Monica was 19. But hang on a second.
Actually, Monica was 22. But still, it's a good point. 22 is very close to 16, except, obviously, at 22, you're legal, which I know is a fine distinction that really shouldn't, you know, matter to lawmakers. Now, look, GOP, don't rationalize this. Own this scandal. Don't make arguments about how the Democrats operate it. Make it their fault, not through argument. Change the reality.
Congressman Mark Foley had been using the internet to engage in sexual conversations with congressional pages for years.
Mark Foley, Democrat, Florida. Bravo.
be right back.